This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, although I think only Christian Anarchist used that tonight, but you can. They're open for you. It's a lot easier to get in there than to call the phone number. I know it's easier to dial a phone number, but once you get Discord installed, and then it's way easier to just jump into one of those rooms, and you'll sound way better. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. We've covered everything from the good news about the restaurant that garnered international headlines. It was actually located here in beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from. The new restaurant that has yet to even open its doors was threatened by the city of Keene for having a so-called offensive name.
Oh, man.
And the name of the restaurant is, again, a pho noodle restaurant. The name is Pho Keen Great.
Well, the Vietnamese language is just offensive to some people. That's what it must be, right?
So the good news is the city backed down on their threats, and they are now allowing the name to go forward and the signage to go forward, and so that's the good news. And then we ended up getting into kind of the fundamentals of what the government really is, what the state it really is. And, of course, they don't teach you this in school because they run the schools. what they really are is a criminal enterprise, a criminal gang that has been so successful at convincing the people that there's something else, that there's something else entirely, that there's some sort of legitimate concept.
I can imagine that sounds pretty outrageous to a lot of people.
Yeah, especially in D.C. where we're on for the second time tonight.
I would love to take a call from D.C.
Be the hour.
Yeah.
Because they're 2 hours behind us there in D.C. and we're in the same time zone, but they're listening to the show. Started 2 hours too late. So they're only live for this hour, and they're likely hearing our first hour live now. Anyway, you can always call us, regardless of where you're listening, how you're listening. We are open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. And we are 7 nights a week, so 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. Those are our live times. Get on with us. You can talk about anything. Let's go to the phones. To the fun. He's Robert in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
This is the best talk radio show anywhere in the world.
Thanks. That's awfully nice. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, real quick, I just wanted your opinion on that. They're talking about criminal justice reform recently. Can you explain to the people out there what's really going on with that? And
well, what's the proposal? What's the proposal they're making?
There's several, but if you guys can bring it up or Google it, I can't. But I want to give you a quick example of what happened to me in my small town here in Shelbyville, Indiana.
Sure.
But anyway, I was at my local tavern, which, you shouldn't be there. I thought taverns are legal and alcohol is legal, right? What are you doing down there? Well, I'm doing karaoke like I have for the last 6 freaking years.
Right. Love some karaoke.
Karaoke, okay? That's the basics, okay? I'm not bragging. I'm Mr. Entertainment down there. People love me. I'm not bragging. I mean, I'm it down there, okay? And everybody knows me. I know the answer. I'm not some stranger that just walks in there.
Right.
But anyway. I'm in there, and I run into this group of people, and this one guy comes over and wants to start a fight with me and starts making fun of the way I look and my teeth because I got bad teeth.
Ugh.
And I stand up to this bully. You're supposed to stand up to bullies. I said, I got nothing against you. I'm just here to have a good time. Easy, man. Take it easy.
Right.
He goes, "Fuck you."
So I'm going to go ahead and give you a pass. I'm hitting the dump button anyway. I think you tried to stop yourself there, so I'm going to say, I won't give people a pass on that, but I'm giving you a pass, so go ahead.
Right. Anyway, and then I said, I'm no badass macho guy, but I got self-respect, and you want to smack-talk me, I'll give it back to you. So we just smack-talk each other, the bartender, the female bartender, which I know, I dance with her and sing with her, I go in there all the time. She throws them out because they started it. I get to stay.
Okay.
45 minutes later, I get up to sing a song. Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, Stand Your Ground.
It's a good one.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
okay, she didn't like it. She cut my mic off and told me, drop it, Bob, shut up. I said, wow. Amy, I'm not, what am I doing? I said, I'm just trying to sing a song. I'm not trying to start anything.
It was an appropriate song, man. I mean,
it was perfect.
Yeah.
It fit the time.
Well timed. Like, I've gotten up and sang anti-war songs after somebody sings a pro, you know, pro-government song or pro-war
proud
song.
To be an American.
Yeah, I'll follow that up with war, what is it good for, you know, that one.
Exactly. I was trying to take a victory lap, and those people that started the trouble, they were gone. They weren't even in there.
Okay.
I said, look. I said, she goes, drop it, Bob. I said, won't you drop it? She goes, get out. I said, wait a minute, call Bill. I know the owner of the bar, the tavern. I said, call Bill. I'm not calling Bill. She called
him. Now, is this the karaoke? Hold on, just to clarify. Is this the karaoke jock who's telling you to get out, or
no,
is it like the
bartender.
Manager? The bartender.
It's the bartender.
Okay.
Yeah. We dance together. We sing together.
Yeah, well. She didn't want you singing that song. Where's this going? Where's the end of the story?
Yeah. Okay, real quick. She calls the police on me. And I'm leaving, but I didn't get out quick enough. As soon as I walk out the front door, there's five cop cars pull up. As soon as I walk out the front door, and then I got 1 second to decide what to do. Run? No, that's a bad idea, right?
Generally.
So I go back
to
the bar. I turn around, go back in the bar. They got cameras all over that bar, video. I thought maybe we could talk it out. I could explain what happened. No, as soon as I went back in there, those cops came in there, grabbed me, slammed me. I'm 59 years old, and I'm on disability. They slammed me against the bar and handcuffed me, dragged me out, take me to jail. They don't read me my Miranda rights. I asked them about that and said, we don't have to.
No, that's true. They don't have to if they're not going to question you. If they're going to question you, then it's my understanding. I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice. But my understanding, you know, they always do it in the movies, but they're not obligated to do it unless they're intending to question you. So what do they charge you with? Criminal trespass?
I got criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and resisting arrest.
Wow.
Man. All right. So where did it all settle out? Did you take a plea or did you go and fight it?
No, I haven't been to I've been to my pretrial hearing, but they
charged me. Oh, this is happening now.
They threw me in jail that night. Wouldn't give me no toilet paper. I had no toilet paper.
Lovely.
They wouldn't take me to the hospital because I was having medical issues. Take me to the hospital. And anyway, I had to pay $658 to get out of jail. The next day, they wouldn't let me make a phone call. They wouldn't even let me make a phone call. They said the phones aren't working.
Liars. They're liars.
Yeah, so from a point of criminal justice reform, I mean, one of the things that I know, and this starts off with a bipartisan bill, and that's usually a
headache. Hang on, Robert. Hang on there. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, one of the things they do want to work on is stacking charges.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you've done something wrong. Let's just say you did something wrong. But what do the cops do?
Well, now, if you don't leave a place when you've been told by somebody who's authorized to tell you to leave a place,
right?
That's criminal trespass.
Exactly. But he wasn't just charged with criminal trespass.
No, disorderly,
conduct,
et cetera.
Right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they stack up the charges, and then that gives them leverage over you. What they will then say is, man, you're facing five charges. This adds up to 955 years in jail if you don't take our plea deal. And that's what they do, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
So you do have an effort, and I don't know if Trump signed that or not, but that is part of criminal justice reform.
The stacking? How would they stop that? Would that be a federal mandate that state prosecutors can't stack charges?
Yeah.
Can the federal government say that to states?
I think what they're saying is that in federal court, then they can have something on there. But at least it's a start. You know,
I don't know what that's going to end up looking like.
I don't know either.
As far as other criminal justice reforms, Robert, again, I'm not clear on exactly which reforms are being proposed because, you know, we don't. I mean, maybe it's marijuana reform. And there's certainly that's being proposed at the federal level. We've seen proposals to adjust the rules when it comes certainly on state levels. I don't know about federal.
Right.
But as far as civil asset forfeiture, there have been a lot of states that have rolled that back to some extent. And then, of course, there's the idea of letting people out of prison early, who honestly didn't hurt anybody. So folks like drug users, drug dealers, Ross Ulbricht, the guy who ran a website, they put him away for two life sentences plus 40 years.
Right.
Let some of these guys out and then free up the prisons for actual violent offenders. And if you got a few extra prisons, close them down because the prisons are loaded up with people who've never harmed another human being in their life. Robert, good call. Thanks for making
it
tonight.
Appreciate it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to learn more about the Free Ross idea, go to freeross.org, Ross Ulbricht. If you don't know the case, I can't summarize it in any short amount of time, but it's about internet freedom. It's about your right to run a website without having the government throw you in prison for life. So check him out. FreeRoss.org. We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, and you too, Trump, if you're out there.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and you can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, if we get a chance, I do still have this story about the immigration proposal that Trump has made. as a way to get out of the government shutdown. And there's already people weighing in on this. Apparently, a lot of the people on Trump's or who were on Trump's side are now upset about this.
Yikes.
And we can tell you about that on the way here. But Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency. It is, like many other digital currencies, it's fast, it's secure, it's easy to use. But Smart Cash is building a foundation that is making things a little bit different for the world of cryptocurrency. I think one of the most important things they're doing is allowing anyone who has Smart Cash to have a vote in their governance structure for the currency. Now, if you don't know a whole lot about cryptocurrencies, you know, they were all, many of them were based on Bitcoin originally, but some of the cryptos, like Smart Cash, have done things differently. They've made some tweaks to the way the crypto in their specific case is being run. And Smart Cash allows anybody to vote. As long as you have one smart, you've got a vote. If you have more than one smart, well, then you have more than one vote. And so you can get smart by, you know, going on an exchange, and there's a list of them over at the CoinMarketCap, and you can go to smartcash.cc, I think, find the exchanges there as well. A lot of good information over there at smartcash.cc. Plus, they've got their own wallet software for both mobile and for laptop and desktop devices. So go to smartcash.cc. In fact, you can use the wallet, the official wallet, for doing the voting right there in the wallet. So it's super easy. And in addition to allowing everybody to vote who has smart, you can also get smart rewards, which are a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding, which they say is a key to the product or the project's success. Now, you can get these smart rewards basically monthly. All you have to do is hold on to at least 1,000 smarts. So smarts less than 2 cents a piece. Last time I checked.
Yeah.
So you're talking about $20, less than that. You hold on to that 1,000 smart in a wallet that you control the keys for, and you hold that for that month long period, and then you get the payout. Smart rewards. Oh yeah, and you can't spend from that wallet over that month long period. So that's the key. Anyway, smartcash.cc, that's smartcash.cc. Chris, before we continue with more calls, you had a couple things you wanted to point out from this First Step Act, which actually I wasn't sure, the caller wasn't sure what he was talking about with the criminal justice reform. He was kind of just generally asking us, and you went and you found this First Step Act. We've talked about it briefly in the past on Free Talk Live, but do you want to recap or recount what you wanted to share about it?
Yeah, it does a few different things, but it reduces mandatory minimum sentences in certain instances. That's one thing.
And that's good.
Yeah, we don't like mandatory minimums.
But wait, Chris, I'm going to take the mandatory minimum side here.
Please.
Mandatory minimums, we've got to punish these criminals.
Right.
We need to send a message to make sure these criminals know that the first time they get sentenced, they're going away.
Yeah, doesn't have any impact at all on arrest rates or anything else.
Hmm.
Just like the death penalty doesn't have any impact on murder rates. So it's one of those things that, unfortunately, it gets used in some really bad ways. And one that people bring up a lot is the disparity in sentencing between crack cocaine and powder cocaine.
Right.
And depending on oftentimes what color you are, it's true. And people begin to recognize that. It does some other things. Mandatory minimums is one part of it. More options for early release for citizens or for prisoners that have, they are citizens, for prisoners that have had, you know, not been bad in prison.
Right.
And,
because if the point is correction.
Right.
And the person seems to be more correct or corrected, then maybe they shouldn't have to be there for the entire sentence.
Right.
You know?
And there's a lot more opportunities for them to take part in vocational training and things like that.
Yeah.
And they get credit for that. So it's not perfect. It's hard to fix a perfect system when you have
A
broken system. Yeah. Thank you. When you have more people in jail than all other countries in the world combined.
It's hard to believe, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah. And it's not so.
It's shocking.
So
many of those people are there for victimless crimes.
Yes.
Crimes with no identifiable person who can say, hey, that hurt me, you know?
Right. And unless you believe that marijuana is a crime that you have to do time for smoking it,
mm-hmm.
or for possessing it for your own use, you really should be supporting things like this, because that is the vast, it's 70% of the people in federal prison
yep.
are there for nonviolent drug-related crimes.
Let's go to the phones here. Tian, or Tiane? I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Hello, how do you pronounce your name?
Tian.
Yeah. All right, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from the Midwest. Go ahead.
So I was listening to a few of the callers, and I wanted to call in. I love the fact that you're talking about, you know, what we're trained to believe about the government versus our reality that we actually live every day.
Sure.
And I just kind of wanted to, if it's okay, share a bird's eye perspective from what I've been going through. Because
sure.
It touches
okay.
everything from civil rights, human rights, disability rights, we have no rights kind of rights.
Mm-hmm.
So a few years ago, I had a couple of relatives that thought it would be a great idea to help me. And by helping, they thought it was a good idea to lie to get me into their state and try to take over full control of my life. Put my stuff in storage under their name without my permission, try to take away my emotional support of animals, basically threaten me with housing because homelessness, because the only housing that they were trying to look for me, I told them what I could afford, and ironically, the only thing they looked for was everything that I couldn't. So at that
these are family
point,
members?
Yes, sir, that's right.
And how is it that these people could just come into your life and do this without your consent?
Okay, so it started with being refused access because of the supportive animals to a six-month transitional housing program because I had supportive animals. They allowed no animals. They didn't even care that they were.
And what kind of transitional housing are we talking? I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but what kind of transitional housing? Are you getting out of prison or what?
No, never been in. Don't want to go. No reason to be there.
Okay.
I was looking for some support and housing because of the abuse that I've dealt with over my lifetime.
Okay.
And I was dealing with a homelessness issue, and I thought instead of being homeless and dealing with it on my own, I would try to seek some help. They would not allow me to enter the six-month program, which would have kept me from being homeless and turning to people that I didn't trust.
And who, sorry to interrupt again, who was the, what was the six-month program that you were applying for? Who was running that?
It was in a state, I'll just say it was in a state that is legal for medical marijuana.
Okay.
And
who's running? Is it the state government that was running the program or some charity?
I don't have any idea at this point.
Huh.
I didn't research any more after they turned me away. I'd already been refused access to an apartment that there was no reason for me not to get. I was completely denied. I've been turned away from hotel rooms with cash in hand at the desk, including my forms from my doctor about my animals.
About your what?
So when you lose
service animals.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, supportive animals. So I've been told over the years, domestic violence agencies have told me and shelters that we cannot allow animals in here. However, if you had a C&I dog, a therapy dog, or a service dog, we would let you in. Emotional supportive animals don't meet those criteria.
Oh,
so
I see. Okay. Service dog versus emotional support. Okay. Hang on. How do you pronounce your name?
Can.
Hang on.
We'll be back.
We're going to continue here in moments. We'll get the rest of the story and find out what happened to Tian. Family members tried to take her away after she failed to get some transitional housing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And
nobody
we'll
likes animals.
And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebesteDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebesteDpill.com. That's thebesteDpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In an address from the White House, President Trump laid out his conditions for reopening the government.
I am here today to break the logjam and provide Congress with a path forward to end the government shutdown.
His plan includes extending DACA protection, $800 million for humanitarian aid, and a little more than that for more technology, border agents, and immigration judges.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to bring this bill to a vote this week in the United States Senate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says in a statement, his proposal is a compilation of several previously rejected initiatives, each of which is unacceptable and in total do not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms. They're available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. Tian is on the line with us in the Midwest. She's calling in to tell us your story, it sounds like. You have an emotional support dog, which isn't the same thing.
No, not
as
a canine at all.
Oh, an animal.
That was
support.
Part of the problem. Yeah, it was the support of the animals, but they happen not to be canine.
Can you say what kind of animal it is?
One is a cat, a feline, and one's a rabbit.
Okay. And so you have these the emotional support animals. You say you have a note from doctors. You were trying to find transitional housing, and you were denied access. Your family then comes in, a couple members of your family, and they try to, like, take you out. How does that work exactly?
Basically lied to get me across state lines and then did a bait and switch once I got there.
So they...
Once I got into the state, the very next day, everything was put into storage under somebody else's name. And they were trying to get rid of every carrier I had for my animals.
For your what?
Either by destroying...
For your animals.
The supportive animals. Every carrier that I could
you
have
mean like
transported
the pet,
them.
The pet carrier? Okay.
That's right. So that I could not have transported them at all. And then they were threatening to literally just take them outside and let them loose. These are
Here's what I understand. Like, was there any idea that these family members were bad news before this happened?
I knew I didn't grow up in a great household, but I had no idea coming back with a disability that people would just try to run everything into the ground.
And what is the disability, right, if you don't mind? What is the disability?
Traumatic brain injury.
Oh my.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you able to? Are you mobile in any way, shape, or form, or are you like chair bound, or describe?
I am ambulatory with a cane.
Okay. So what was it that they? How did they tantalize you to leave the place where you were to come? You know, do this bait and switch on you. What was the bait that they use?
Basically, you can come stay here as long as you need to be able to get your money saved up to find an apartment. We'll let you stay with us.
Right.
And you were in a situation where you were basically homeless, right? Homeless. So this was attractive to you. Okay, great. My family wants to help me. They want to give me a place to stay. You went up there, and then they tried to get rid of all your support animals.
So that's right. Yeah.
And then what else happened? Did they actually allow you to stay in the house? They just said you can't have the animals, or what?
And it ended up just being I was tossed from one place to another and never knew how long I'd be there and didn't know if anybody'd visit. They didn't call. They would literally just, you know, if they were going to transport me from one place to another, which means that I was just being rehoused, that's a lot of instability in a month's time, three or four different locations.
And was this all through state-run facilities or?
No, none of them.
But these are families.
They weren't trying to get me any, they weren't actually trying to get me any kind of services whatsoever.
Were they just hooking you up at places you can crash, basically? And they were
basically, it was terrible. So I left.
So where are you now?
I've come to a small town where the police department has now chased me down the road after dark. I couldn't tell you how many times on a cane, always coming up usually behind me. It's always male officers. No disrespect to men. And they like to question me as to, I want to know who you are, why you're out here, where you're coming from, and where you're going to. I have been, I'm currently dealing with tickets for...
By the way, it's none of their damn business. I'd like to insert this here. I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice, but as my understanding is, you don't have any obligation whatsoever to answer any questions of any police officers. And thank you, Tian, for your call tonight.
I appreciate it.
But I buy the idea that, you know, somebody's walking on the street, they want to mess with them, they're going to mess with them because they get away with it in most places because most people don't know their rights.
Right. They'll intimidate them and they'll answer anything they want.
Yep. And you don't have to. Now, look, there are some states, as I understand it, that do have a stop and identify statute, which, and again, check your local statutes on this, but, do your research. But my understanding of these stop and identify is they have to have some sort of reasonable suspicion, I think, that you might have matched like a suspect who might have committed a crime or something like that. And they have to have some kind of a reason to identify.
You're male.
I mean,
we're thinking of mail.
How solid this, this law is, I don't know. But ultimately, even in a stop and identify case, you have no obligation, as I understand it, to say anything else besides your name and maybe your date of birth.
Right.
And again, it depends on the state and so on and so forth. But either way, you certainly don't have any obligation to answer any other questions. You don't have any obligation to tell them where you're coming from or where you're going or where you left or where you stopped or any of that.
And that's one thing I really appreciate about New Hampshire. We do have those protections. You don't have to say anything.
I think there is a stop. I thought there was a stop and identify.
As far as I'm aware.
You know what it is? It's they have the right to demand of you. But it doesn't say that you have an obligation to provide.
Okay.
I don't think. I've never seen any concomitant, obligation to provide the answer to their demand. But that they have, if under the right circumstances, they can demand who you are, basically.
Yeah, I could not give it to them.
Well,
you may be charged with something.
The other thing is you want to record this, okay? So anytime, if you are on the streets, doesn't matter if you're, if you've got a disability or if you're fully within your, you're in good health, if you can run a camera, if you can operate the camera app on your phone and record video of, worst case, get audio if it's in your pocket or whatever, but... best in my experience, just hold it out so they know for sure they're being recorded. Because sometimes it will change how they behave, and sometimes it's for the better. Not always, but I still think it's worth doing because you get them on the record.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those things that you do have to kind of check your local laws. There have been a lot of cases where law enforcement will say, "Well, that we were doing our official business, and we have this law that says, you cannot interfere by filming police in their official business." You know, if nothing else, you have more evidence than you had before it happened. And if you do decide to pursue it, maybe one of those things will help you out.
Because in a lot of these cases, it's just going to be your word versus the cop.
Yeah.
And if it's your word versus the cop, you lose.
Well, police are professional witnesses.
And liars. Well, a lot of them.
In most courtrooms, they will look at it and they will say, well, he's a police officer. He is trained to observe things. Well, they don't say that.
Yeah, they don't say that in court, but it's true. I'm just saying what's true. It's true. They're trained to lie.
Yeah. But
if you doubt me, one of the examples where they'll the trainings that they have is if you got two people in a car and there's, a bag of weed or something like that or something illegal, for instance, they'll take both people out of the car, separate them, and then they'll lie to them and they'll say, look, your buddy just gave you up.
Yeah.
Like, I just talked to him. Or my buddy just, if there's two cops there, they'll go meet and then they'll tell you, hey, your buddy just, he just ratted you out. So you got anything you want to tell me? Or whatever, right? Like, whatever the situation is, they'll say something to make you think something that's not true that then plays with your emotions and makes it so you then spill the beans.
And that is legal.
It's totally legal for them to lie to you.
It is totally legal.
If, however, you are being questioned by a federal agent and you lied to the federal agent like Martha Stewart did, you might go to prison.
Right. You might be baking cakes somewhere else.
Oh, and by the way, the FBI's official policy, as of a few years ago at least, the last time I heard about this, and this was under oath, an FBI agent testifying in a case here in Keene, New Hampshire, saw this happen. There's a video of it. They don't have a policy of recording interviews.
Right.
So if you're being interviewed by a federal law enforcement FBI agent, then you better bring your own. If for whatever reason you want to talk to these people, and I don't recommend it, but you better bring your own recording device and recommended attorney as well. Both of those things are pretty crucial because the FBI will not record the interview, which means they'll take notes.
Yes.
And so whatever the officer writes down, well, then that's the official record of
what
happened.
That is the record.
So if that officer wants to tell a lie about the thing that you said to them, or didn't say, or whatever, then he can just lie and write it down. And if you don't have a recording of that, then, again, it's their word versus yours. What's going to happen in court? So it doesn't matter if we're talking about federal agents or the cop on the street. You got to record these interactions with these guys. They got to get used to this. If they start getting recorded a lot more often, then they might be less likely to be as abusive by default.
Right.
So we're coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. We got time for you. If you're on the line now, we're going to try to get you in. Thank you, Tian, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Now, there's more coming up. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you get on the line with us now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We got so much on the site that is completely free to you. Archives that go back more than a decade. We've got the Twitch feed, the video stream that you can watch live or later on if you want to, over at twitch.lrn.fm. But that's also on our website. There's so much that's there, I can't even go through it all, but it's all free. And if you like the fact that we give you that stuff for free, which a lot of these other talk shows charge you to access their sites, we do it free. If you like that, well, then please, you can still give us some money. We've got the AMP program. The AMP program allows you to not only get all the stuff you get for free, but there's some, you know, nice little perks that you get access to, like the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast, which is a special podcast just for amplifiers. It has archives of the show that don't have the regular podcast commercials that we have. So that's one of those perks that you can get. There's special supporters chat rooms on our Discord server that you get access to and more. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to see the list of things that you get as an amplifier there. And it helps us out, too, because this is our money that we use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, meaning getting on more radio stations. We just announced a new station in Washington, D.C. tonight.
Huge.
It's one of the top 10 radio markets. Great to be there. And these things are possible because of Free Talk Live listeners becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. And you can do it with PayPal. You can do it with credit card and Bitcoin BTC. So go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it there. Really appreciate your assistance with that because your support means we can do more to get this show out there. We're not quite to 200 stations yet, but at some point, hopefully we'll cross that threshold and then onward to 300, right? So it's possible. It just takes money. amp.freetalklive.com, that shows your support for what we do here, which is, of course, talking about the ideas of freedom 7 nights a week and online at freetalklive.com. Once again, the AMP program is ampamp.freetalklive.com. Rev is on the line in Florida with Ian and Chris. Hello, Rev.
Ian, my friend, it's so good to hear your voice. I've been holding for so very long, but that's okay. Glad to hear everything doing well. And a lot of new exciting things going on there, and you're doing a great job, my friend.
So, okay, I don't need any ego boost here. Let's go with whatever you're calling about.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are kind of like social workers and lawyers, Jesus, some of these calls. But the reason I was calling in was the guy earlier was hilarious, that stupid butthurt guy, the Mr. San Francisco. That place should probably just be put, should probably just be pushed into a giant wood chipper. But anyway, the funny thing about it, I do agree with you, and you know, it's rare that we agree, but, I do appreciate that you kind of took a really level playing field there. And it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, the government did shut down with Obama too. And the thing that I found funny about this guy, it was the whole, we the people, we the people. Like, you sounded like some barking fossil. And it's kind of like, he sounds like some hardcore constitutionalist. And just the problem with that is he not aware of the Fourth Amendment with the, you know, illegal search and seizure prohibition, right? Well, what would you call the NSA? You know, what would you call spying on our devices and accessing our data? I mean, could that not be?
How about checkpoints? What would you call checkpoints, Rev?
True. Yes, sir. That too.
Yeah. And so you're against checkpoints? I just want to make sure you're against checkpoints.
Yeah, you know, I am a statist, as you know, which we won't get into, but
stuff
like that I consider.
Statist? Oh, yeah. Is there a difference?
I would call myself a monarchist, ideally, but in practicality, you know, we have a state. Whatever. We won't get so much into my thing, because we always do that. But the interesting thing, the other point with the, because, you know, it's been said on another lovely therapeutic supportive radio show that I listen to, that the Constitution in many of our minds is dead parchment, even if we're on the right wing, right? So I would also allude to the Eighth
Amendment. I am definitely not on the right wing. I'm not on either wing of whichever wings this ugly old bird's got. I'm not interested in any of that. But yes, you are right. The Constitution is effectively a dead document because all the people who signed it are dead.
Well, that's literally. True.
And, then, of course, there's all the fact, you know, there's all the court cases that have just thrown the Constitution out the window. So even if you thought, well, it's perpetual, well, the government that it currently exists and has existed doesn't really care about what the Constitution says. It's only there when it's convenient. Only when they want to turn to it to make it look like they're still, you know, they still care about it, pay lip service to it, use it if they're politicians to get elected, to pander to people in their constitutional mentality. And then they just, you know, S all over it and do whatever they want. And then
every
no
day,
yeah.
every day, it's not like they periodically say, okay, we're going to violate the Constitution. No, every day, virtually everything they do is a violation of the Constitution.
That's right.
That's it. And it's hard to respect an organization like that for me.
Yes, sir. And the only other thing about that to add, like I said, it's rare that I agree with some of your talking points, but I am going to start listening to Free Talk again here and there, because I am a big Ian fan. But the last thing too is look at the Eighth Amendment, right, with the cruel and unusual punishment. Well, it could be validly construed that locking up people who just, you know, do drugs or even deal them or whatever and are not hurting people could very well be cruel and unusual, or even like
I
that,
totally
that
agree
was saying.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all.
Totally
you
agree.
Guys have a lovely
Thanks,
night.
Rex. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Nobody should have to sit in a jail cell because they used a drug or sold somebody that drug because...
You put something... Do you own your body? That's what it comes all down to. Do you own your body or does Washington own your body?
Or your state capital.
Right. Take your pick. But to me, I mean, and it's just as silly that we put people in jail for the god-awful crime of selling raw milk.
That happens.
I know it does.
Not in every state, but it happens.
It does. And if it's one of those things where the government is so tightly ingrained into your life that they can decide what you put into your own body, that's troubling. And you should be troubled by that.
Yes, and that's the fundamental. I think that I'm glad you brought up the raw milk as an example, because I'm sure there's some people who just like, you know, roll their eyes when they hear marijuana or some other drug brought up. They're like, druggies, you just want to get high. Well, what about the people who bought raw milk?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the principle's the same.
It's exactly the same.
It's a thing. It's a, you know, fluid. It's a powder. It's a whatever. It's some sort of thing that you can input into your body in some way and have an effect. Right. In the case of raw milk, the effect is it's fresher, supposedly. It's better. They don't have the preservatives or whatever it is that.
Whatever you like about it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the point is, you have that choice to make. And
you should, at least.
The best thought exercise I can think of is put yourself in the shoes of a Thomas Jefferson or a James Madison. You know, if you're a constitutionalist, do you think these guys seriously debated, well, let me see, what part of the government should control what kind of milk people
Never.
Can drink.
Never.
Do you think that ever crossed their mind? Of course it
No.
didn't. Because they at least were thinking at some point that they would like to have more freedoms as opposed to less. And they were trying to come up with an idea Yep. that would somehow allow people to remain free, yet still have the protections and the good things of a government, which they foresaw, and it all fell apart about a week later.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
I just want to bring up the, you know, all of the future new bathrooms, public bathrooms that will be built to be single stall with a face recognition.
Really? You're really obsessed over this recently. I think you've called about this now three times in the last 2 weeks.
I haven't got this one yet.
You're really interested in knowing who people are when they're going to the bathroom, huh? That's kind of weird, don't you think? A little creepy?
Here's the thing. Okay, for every one mentally ill person that just trashes and vandalizes the bathroom, there's
yeah.
100 of us that use it properly and leave it
sure.
fairly clean.
Okay.
And then all of us have to suffer because of that 1% of the mentally ill.
Yeah, nobody likes going into a bathroom stall to find that a mentally ill person has been just, you know, going all over except for in the toilet bowl. Nobody likes
behaving
that.
Behaving like a monkey.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Sarah, as we've tried to explain to you on this before, but I don't know if you've actually listened, the only way to actually do what you're talking about would be to record the person in the stall. Because if you can record the people who've gone into the stall, but you don't know what happened in the stall, then you
right.
can't say whether it was person A, B, or C, or D who went into the stall within that three-hour time frame or whatever it is that left the, you know, whatever they left there or vandalized the thing that they vandalized. You don't know. And so the only way that you could do that would be to, you know, actually have a camera in a stall. And I don't think...
Poopy cams.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to go for that.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Is that what you're calling for, Sarah?
Poopy cams?
I don't know. What I have said was that there's single stall where it's
yeah.
you're in there by yourself. It's completely,
right.
A lot of the
that's the way most stalls are.
Way.
Right.
Yeah.
So then that you can have facial recognition
no.
on the outside.
No, because what happens if 10 people go into the stall within 3 hours? How would you know which one of them did the vandalization? Are you going to bring them all in for questioning?
You just bring them all in. They turn around. They drop their drawers, and there's your lineup, right? I don't know.
Take their butt print.
I love it.
We're out of time for tonight, but if you didn't get in with your thoughts, you can always join us any other night on Free Talk Live. We're here live 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Hope you have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.